if you don't know about the universe, it's kind of a sandbox mode. Are you familiar with the universe mode?
Yeah.
So we let you do whatever you want, full customization of the mode. One of the new things we added was something called the Rivalry Manager. You're actually able to go in here and set all the rivalries for the AI. Instead of the AI automatically set them up to you, you can say, you know what, I want to do whatever rivalry I want. So I'll show you how it works. So you go in here, you can take a look at all the current rivalries that are going on in your universe. If you don't like one that's already going on, of course you can go in there and end it anytime you want. You can also see the past history of what's going on in the rivalry. And we save all these past histories. You can see who won at each event, who won the rivalry overall, stuff like that. There's a lot of stat tracking in there. And of course, you can set the rivalries for each individual show. I only have one show set in here, but you can do for every show we have on your calendar. And then you can also play rivalries right out of this manager. Instead of having to go to the match card, you can say, hey, I'm going to play rivalries right in here. And then you can go ahead and set up rivalries. So let's set up a rivalry. Okay, so you can go in here, and I want to create a new rivalry here. So it allows you to set up rivalries that are one-on-one or tag team rivalries. You can also decide the length of the rivalry, too. If you want it to be 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, you can set those up. And then, of course, you can choose who participates in the rivalry. And so, you know, you can, whoever's on the roster for SmackDown, I can choose in here. And we give you some tips to tell you who's currently an ally or who's currently an enemy, so you can always keep track of that kind of stuff. And so, instead of the AI always doing this stuff for you, you have full control of what you want to do. And a lot of fans want that ultimate control to decide who's matching up against each other. And it gives you some freedom to be able to set these up on your own, to follow what's going on in WWE currently and things like that.